Next item is old business. We have four items of old business this evening. The first one being subdivision 2013-5, Gulfstream Glen Cove LLC.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is a subdivision that has been deferred since October 10th for various reasons. It's had a lot of scrutiny by the Planning and Zoning Commission as well as staff. There was some, refreshing everyone's ideas, there was some opposition to this development, and I think that through the efforts of staff and Mr. Robertson, that I am able to put together a motion granting preliminary approval of this subdivision. I do want to say, and you gentlemen of the commission notice when I read the conditions, that what we're giving preliminary approval to will need to be corroborated by staff, and that is item N, which I will pause when I read that just to clarify so we know exactly where the top of the bank of the ditch is, and that was an item of concern. And Mr. Robertson and the staff, I thank you for your time in assisting me. Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision number 2013-5 for Gulfstream Glen Cove LLC based upon the record and for the following reasons. Those reasons being, as requested by the Planning and Zoning Commission, the applicant has obtained a court order revising the tax ditch easements affecting this property. Two, the applicant has also revised the site plan so that the vegetated buffer required by Sussex County Code is not within any of the lots. The buffer is also outside of the revised tax ditch maintenance easement area. Three, the Sussex County Code permits lots to be 7,500 square feet in an environmentally sensitive developing area where subdivision where central water and sewer are available. In this case, there will be central water and central sewer is available from Sussex County. And just clarifying, this isn't a part of the motion. Some of the opposition had come from residents that had gotten their approvals for their subdivision prior to county sewer being available. Therefore, they were required to have larger size lots. But under our new ordinances in effect, in which this applicant has submitted this application, the 7,500 square foot lots are permitted in this district. Four, the proposed subdivision meets the purpose of the subdivision code in that it protects the orderly growth of the county. It also meets the requirements of the subdivision code, and the items as listed in section 99-9C of the code have been favorably addressed. Five, the proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. It is basically an infill development surrounded by other residential subdivisions. Six, the proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities or area roadways and public transportation. Seven, no lots contain any wetlands. This approval is subject, however, to the following conditions, and that is A, there shall be no more than 16 lots within the subdivision. B, the applicant shall form a homeowners association responsible for the perpetual maintenance of streets, roads, any buffers, stormwater management facilities, erosion and sedimentation control facilities, and other common areas. C, the stormwater management systems shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. It shall be constructed and maintained using best management practices. D, all entrances shall comply with all of DLDOT's requirements. E, road naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the Sussex County Mapping and Addressing Departments. F, the final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. G, a 20-foot vegetated agricultural buffer shall be provided as shown on the revised preliminary site plan. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for all of the buffer areas, showing all of the landscaping and vegetation to be included in those buffer areas. H, the developer shall maintain as many existing trees as possible. The undisturbed forested areas shall be shown on the final site plan. I, no wetlands shall be included within any lots. J, sidewalks shall be provided as shown on the revised preliminary site plan. K, the subdivision shall be served by Sussex County Sewer. L, pursuant to the approved plot of Windmill Subdivision Phase 1, recorded at Plot Book 31, page 269, lots 2 and 3 at that subdivision shall have access from Winfield Lane. And gentlemen, that condition of approval was put in there in response to one of the letters that we received when the record was open, and this next condition, M, is the one that I prefaced in my remarks. M, the top of the bank of the tax ditch must be surveyed and shown on the final site plan so that the maintenance easement and vegetative buffer will be accurately depicted. N, this preliminary approval is contingent upon the applicant submitting a revised preliminary site plan, either depicting or noting these conditions of this approval on it. Staff shall approve the revised plan upon confirmation that the conditions of approval have been depicted or noted on it. And finally, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of this, the Sussex County Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
It's been moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2013-5, Gulfstream Glen Cove LLC, for the reasons and with the conditions stated in the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.